From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Thailand's King Bhumibol Adulyadej has died at the age of 88. The death of the deeply revered king is a stunning blow for the kingdom of 67 million people. His son and heir apparent, the country's crown prince, has said he wants to mourn the loss of his father before ascending to the throne. Nigerian officials say 21 of the Chibok girls kidnapped by the militant group Boko Haram in 2014 have been released. A spokesman for Nigerian President Muhammadu Buhari said on Twitter Thursday the 21 girls are in the custody of the Department of State Services. The spokesman says the girls' release was the result of talks between Mr. Buhari's administration and Boko Haram, brokered by the International Red Cross and the Swiss government. He said negotiations will continue for the other kidnapped girls. The U.S. military said Thursday it struck three radar sites in Yemen with cruise missiles. The attack was in response to missile launches from territory controlled by Houthi rebels targeting a U.S. Navy destroyer. Here is Peter Cook, a Pentagon spokesman.
This was a response to direct threats to our people, to our ships, and we responded to that threat, and we will be prepared to respond again.
A Pentagon statement said the destroyer USS Nitsa launched Tomahawk missiles at a radar site along Yemen's Red Sea coast. Legendary American musician Bob Dylan has won the 2016 Nobel Prize in Literature, the first songwriter to receive the prestigious award. The Swedish Academy said Thursday that Dylan is being honored for having, quoting now, created new poetic expressions within the great American song tradition. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says allegations by four women that he kissed and touched them inappropriately are, in his words, totally and absolutely false. With his campaign reeling from the accusations, Trump said he has substantial evidence to dispute the claims that will be made public at what he termed an appropriate time very soon. Trump claimed that his opponent in the November election, Democrat Hillary Clinton, and her husband, former President Bill Clinton, quoting again, know it and know it very well, that the allegations are not true. Trump charged that the national news media was a political special interest aligned with the Clinton campaign and published the claims to thwart his run for the White House. The United Nations says its special envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, has been invited to join U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and his Russian counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, for talks on Syria Saturday in Lausanne, Switzerland. Lisa Schlein has more.
Staffan de Mistura's deputy, Ramzi Ezzeldin Ramzi, confirms the special envoy for Syria will participate in the Kerry-Lavrov discussions. He is unwilling to speculate on the likely outcome of the meeting, but he acknowledges that it has been a bad week since Washington suspended talks with Russia on eastern Aleppo. He says the situation in rebel-held eastern Aleppo remains critical and the violence has to be reduced. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The United Nations has formally appointed former Portugal Prime Minister Antonio Guterres as Secretary General. He will replace current Secretary General Ban Ki-moon at the end of 2016. The United Nations says 30 people were killed and over 50 wounded Wednesday when violence erupted in the Central African Republic. Fighters with the former Seleka rebel group attacked the town of Kagabandoro and were later repelled by UN peacekeepers. The UN suspects the attack was retaliation for the Tuesday killing of a suspected former Seleka member. The Russian criminal correction system will be reintroducing compulsory labor as a punishment starting January 1, 2017. According to the provision, compulsory labor will be an alternative to prison. Thousands of people flooded the streets of cities across Colombia Wednesday to demonstrate in favor of a peace agreement between the government and a group of Marxist rebels who have been feuding for more than five decades. The marches Wednesday marked the second mass gathering of Colombians in support of the peace accord that was signed with the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or the FARC, but was later rejected by Colombian voters. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.